Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM. Chicago police detectives are now investigating 8 armed robberies at 7-Eleven stores this week, mostly on the north side. 4 on Monday, 4 this morning. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest.
The circumstances are basically the same in each of the crimes. 2 armed men walk into the stores demanding money. They're successful in each. In some cases, they've taken cash registers. All of the crimes have occurred during the early morning hours. There's been a description of a black SUV and now a black Jeep SUV that police say was taken from a customer at one of the stores that was targeted and was then used in another armed robbery. Some of the robberies have occurred minutes apart. The men are in and out in seconds. Nobody has been hurt. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
A 46-year-old man is dead after being hit by a car at Armitage and Cicero on the northwest side this morning. His name has not yet been released. Chicago police say he was hit by a southbound car at the intersection. The man was pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. Police say the driver of the car was issued citations.
One of the police officers being called heroes in the Nashville school shooting tragedy is a Chicago native.
Nashville officer Rex Engelbert grew up in Chicago's Jefferson Park neighborhood. He went to suburban Loyola Academy and grew up on the city's northwest side with his 3 brothers and sister. Nashville police have released dramatic body camera footage from 2 officers who fired at the shooter. The 27-year-old Engelbert was on the team of 5 that arrived at Covenant School Monday morning. He's been on the force for 4 years. Family members have told reporters that the police call that morning must have been particularly concerning for Engelbert. His fiancée is a teacher at another Christian school in Nashville. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's 2 mayoral candidates appeared last night for their last televised forum before the election. One of the topics up for discussion was their affiliations with unions. Here's Paul Vallis.
Well, my approach is to deal with the rank and file, and I've negotiated something like 26 collective bargaining agreements with every union in the city, including 4 teacher contracts with 4 different, 6 actually, and with 4 different unions in 4 different cities. So I've always been able to work with the unions in part because I appeal to the rank and file.
Brandon Johnson had this to say.
Yeah, I'll have the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that I'm protecting the interest of all taxpayers, and I've done it as a Cook County Commissioner, and I can't wait to do it when I'm the mayor of the city of Chicago. That I continue to work with people from every single sector to make sure that we can actually speak to the values of the people of Chicago.
The forum was hosted by CBS2.
A new poll shows a virtual tie in that race for mayor. Both candidates get 44% of the voters. 12% say they're still undecided less than a week before Election Day.
The poll from Northwestern University's Center for the Study of Diversity and Democracy and a coalition of Black and Latino nonprofits shows Brandon Johnson and Paul Vallis in a neck-and-neck race. Speaking about the poll results, Professor Jaime Rodriguez with the CSDD said the Latino vote could be the deciding factor.
The Latino vote is up for grabs. So, for example, we see 46% of Latinos saying they're going to vote for Paul Vallis, but at the same time, 35% are saying that they're going to vote for Johnson. So while, yes, tilting slightly towards Paul Vallis, there still is an opportunity, I think, for Brandon Johnson to close the gap.
Robert Valdez Jr. of the Hispanic Federation added that 47% of Latinos polled said they have not been contacted by either mayoral candidate asking for their vote. Roger Plummer, 105.9 WBBM.
Faculty and professional staff at 3 state universities are preparing for a possible strike as early as next week. A statement says the employee unions at Chicago State, Eastern Illinois, and Governor State Universities have all been bargaining with their employers for more than 2.5 years. The statement says they've seen, quote, an unacceptable lack of progress at the bargaining tables as they work to secure fair contracts. 2 more bargaining sessions are scheduled over the coming days.
Pickleball has caused some controversy at a park in Lincoln Park where residents are taking sides against each other.
For sure. tensions have escalated.
Leslie Miller started a petition to make Bowler Park a pickleball-free zone. She says the park should only be for children to play whatever they want to play. And she says the issue has caused some scenes.
Yes, and for sure it's clickbaity. You know, to hear these stories of altercations between children and parents and pickleball players or neighbors and whatnot.
One of the pickleball playing neighbors is Julie Goche.
I've never seen any bad behavior, but that's what we're getting accused of. And I haven't seen it. And so, anyway, just somewhere in all of that, it just got really tangled up. And it was unfortunate because I think we can coexist here.
New park district signs say pickleball is okay from 10 to 2 during the week, but that doesn't sit well with either side. At Wisconsin and Cleveland, Steve Miller, 105.9 WBBM.
The park district says it's committed to balancing the needs and interests of the community surrounding the park.
Some Chicago seniors who struggle to put food on the table are getting help.
Should they spend their money on food or should they spend it to cover their housing costs or the cost of medicine?
Shannon Murphy, board president of Meals on Wheels Chicago, says that's the horrible choice some Chicago senior citizens are faced with.
So we decided that it was really important that we expand the food pantry to these pop-ups.
The Nourish Chicago Pantry pop-ups are set up to allow seniors to come in and shop just like they would in a regular grocery store. The pantries offer 70% fresh produce, proteins, pantry, and other essentials.
We are all over the city, and the pop-ups are going to be running between March through August.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.